I'm Emily Rooney. This is Boston Public Radio. Well, we may be happy, but fishermen are not. The price of lobster is astoundingly low, as low as $1.25 a pound in Maine and around $3.75 a pound around here. Apparently, there was a perfect storm of events that led to a flush lobster season. WGBH reporter Tony Waterman was out and about with some lobstermen in the Harbor Islands a few days ago. Hey, Tony. How you doing?
Hey, Emily.
And I was just telling Callie a few minutes ago, I said, I remember a couple years ago I was going to serve some lobster rolls. I just had my heart set on it. I go to Legal Seafood, and the lobsters are $22 a pound. Of course, that was Legal Seafood, and they're not exactly cheap there now. But what was the perfect storm that led to this?
Well, what happened was that everybody remembers that this winter was warm, so the water temperature never really dropped, and a lot of the lobsters just sort of stayed in the area. So when lobster fishermen go out in May, they're allowed 800 traps a year. That's what they're permitted. They usually set out about 300 in the spring season just to sort of see what they're going to catch. And when they went out in May in springtime, this lobsterman that I was out with, Stephen Holler, he said it was just unbelievable how much lobster they caught that first time out.
We came out to haul that gear expecting to get 30, 40 pounds, and what we saw was just totally off the charts. It was something we have never seen before. There was just lobsters everywhere. Unheard of.
So what did they get? What did they get in that haul? How many pounds?
He wouldn't say exactly how many pounds they got, but it was completely, literally off the charts. And so what they did is that they all these lobstermen scrambled in May to go out and set all of their 800 traps so they could start reeling in what was out there. And they just had such plentiful catches so early on in the season. And now they're coming up against another problem, which is soft-shelled lobsters. And these are lobsters that have just shed their shells, much like snakes shed their skin, to grow larger, and they grow into bigger lobsters. That usually happens after July 4th, mid-July. It started happening in May. Hmm. And what's wrong with these soft-shell lobsters is that they're soft and they're fragile and they can't be shipped, which means even more lobsters are now in the supply chain. And the third thing is that Canadian processing plants, which would buy up the lobsters that have defects like one claw, they sell them to cruise ships and to restaurants. They've had a very plentiful season as well, so they have an overload of seafood already, so they're not actually buying the excess lobsters that are in the area. So the Wall Street Journal reported yesterday that some lobstermen in Maine are getting as low as $1.25 a pound for lobster, and they're saying, we need to make $4 a pound.
But even if there's that many, it doesn't equal out if it's got so many more.
Well, don't forget, it's coming in May. Tourists don't start arriving to New England, especially up north in Maine, until after July 4th. So having them so early on has really knocked back these fishermen who say, listen, these are the prices that we got in the 70s and the 80s, and it's 2012, and we have to pay 2012 gas prices, and we have to pay 2012 labor costs and bait costs. And they're saying they need at least $4 a pound to sort of
break they just jack
even.
It up?
There's too many in the supply chain. I don't think they could. I mean, in some places up in Maine, they've sort of taken it upon themselves to leave their boats at the dock and not even take them out, hoping that it will force prices to come up at least a little bit.
Why are there more lobsters?
I just think that the people that I've spoken with, they never left. Usually they sort of travel down south a bit more to warmer weather, and they just never left, and they're reproducing, and they're just here, and they're not really going anywhere.
Are the soft-shelled more desirable than the hard-shelled?
Steve Holler, the fisherman that I was out with, said they are the veal of the lobster world. They're very tender. They're very sweet. You don't even need anything besides your hands to crack them open. But again, I mean, if people know about them, he says that he has customers that will come to his truck and ask him. He sells them as well. Will say, hold the soft shell lobsters for me. Those are the best kind. But they can't be shipped anywhere. So they just have so many of them. And they usually fetch, actually surprisingly, a lower price at market.
They can't go anywhere other than local distribution? I mean, it seems to me they should be able to ship them around New England, maybe not to California.
Right, they can ship them around New England, but they're smaller, and they have a lot more room in their shells because they're still growing into them. So they're more fragile that way, and they're not suited to go long distances. So in the New England area is fine, but not to go cross-country for sure.
Now, does Stephen Holler still put out as many traps as he can every day? What's he up to?
He has his 800 traps in the water. They're in the water.
800 traps per fisherman?
Yes. That's
a lot.
That is a lot. and he goes out and catches, he goes to about, you know, 250 to 300 of the traps a day. And then they're in the water for 3 days at a time, and they haul them up. And there had to be at least five lobsters in each of the traps. They have to be measured to make sure that they reach
10 inches
a certain
or more.
Length. Right. And so, you know, he said, if I can take out one lobster per trap, then I'm doing really well. So.
Oh, so that many times he gets ones that are too small.
Right. I mean, when he had five in the trap, they were throwing them left and right back in the water because they were too tiny, or the female lobsters were breeding and you can't take those out of the water. So there's strict regulations. So
how can you tell on the female?
He was showing me on their tail, there's if you find a breeding female lobster as a lobsterman, you have to clip their tail so that nobody else can take that lobster out of the water, and it's marked, and nobody will buy it if you try to sell it on the market.
Really?
Yes.
What do you mean clip the tail?
They take a little, almost like a hole puncher that you would take in your hand, and they clip the little fin in the back, the little fins at the bottom. They clip one of them, throw it back in the water, and that's how they mark them.
So if somebody else hauls it up, they'll realize also that
they'll realize it, and then if they tried to sell it, nobody was is going to take
it. How can they tell?
I'm not sure how they can tell exactly.
Yeah, because, you know, you eat on the lobster, it's got all that roe and everything,
right.
And those are the eggs, but that can't be it.
I have no idea. He seemed to have known. He was clipping some of the tails while we were there, so. It's just interesting now because the prices are getting so low, and then you go to the supermarket or you go out to dinner, and some places are still charging,
of course,
$25 for a lobster, and you're knowing that the lobstermen are getting paid,
that's
$3 a pound.
I was saying, the restaurants have not adjusted to this.
No.
And Legal Seafood has not really adjusted either.
I mean, I think they're around $16 a pound for lobster. So
all this
maybe
stuff
a little
is
bit
more.
Lower.
Their salmon, everything is more.
Right.
It
but if you're
is.
Going to Kelly's Roast Beef and stuff, the prices are pretty similar.
Well, do they change the price of a sandwich based on the pound? I don't think so.
No. Nope. I mean, they can bring in labor costs as, you know, to offset the small prices. But I don't know. It's just, even in the supermarkets, there's a huge discrepancy. Chelsea Market Basket apparently is selling lobster for $3.99 a pound. So,
Is the lobster business, is it weather dependent at all, or does it not matter at all?
It doesn't matter. Steve Holler was saying that they go out in any type of weather, and he's working 6-7 days a week. It takes them about 6 hours to haul in the 250-300 traps a day. So.
You know, it's funny that everybody sort of got onto this story at the same time. I know the Boston Globe had it on the front page today, but we've been talking about this and noticing it. Mm-hmm. And you went out last week. I mean, what's the state of mind of the I mean, they have to be sort of two minds about this, because while they're not getting the prices they want, it's like, my gosh, sometimes I can remember seasons when fishermen were complaining that there just weren't any. And there was also the concern that we had overfished the lobsters. I always wondered about that myself, like, how many more are out there?
Mm-hmm. I think that their mindset right now is that it doesn't matter either way. It's such a tough industry, and it changes so quickly and so easily, and you can never be dependent on last season, what's going to be happening this season. I think that they're just hopeful that as more tourists come in, and like I said, some places are even, some lobstermen aren't even taking their fishing boats out, that somehow it'll be able to, you know, increase the prices, and by the end of the season, maybe break even in terms of cost.
Your guy had kind of a funny line about the price of lobster.
Yeah, he was just saying, he kept saying, it all comes down to supply and demand, it's supply and demand. And, you know, it really is, in the sense that it's just basic economics at this point.
And it all comes down to, again, supply and demand. I mean, the public has to know, you know, there's a lot of lobsters out there. I was just reading an article the other day. Everyone still thinks this is a celebration food. Lobster is cheaper than a pound of bologna.
Cheaper than a pound of bologna. And that hurts.
I know. And I went to the grocery store when I went out on this story. And bologna actually was like $4 a pound.
Hey, let's open up the phone line, see if anybody wants to talk about their lobster experiences. 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. Anybody been buying more lobster, eating more lobster as a result? Did you snare a few of Steve Holler's lobsters yourself, Tony?
I didn't. I didn't want to step over that ethical boundary. But
you could have bought them.
I know.
Could have paid for them.
It was. I think what's really interesting, what he said, is that you really do associate lobster as this thing for celebrations. You know, you have important people coming over. You want to put on, like you said, a nice dinner party. You get lobsters. And now It's really not. You could literally, because you went to work today, go and buy a lobster and have lobster for dinner.
Talking all things lobsters here, 877-301-8970, 877-301-8970. What was it like going out on the boat? Was it anything like the deadliest catch or?
No.
not as cold, although it was cold that day.
It was cold. I was in my North Face winter coat that I wear and long pants. But surprisingly, it was last week when we had that great weather and we went out and the water was so incredibly calm. And Steve and the gentleman that works with him on the boat, Frank, they both said this is the best weather that we've had all season. It was great. I mean, I can understand now why fishermen, lobstermen love their jobs. You go out, the sun was literally rising as we were taking off from...
Were they dressed warmly too or just you?
They had t-shirts on and then they put on their bibs, those bright orange pants that they wear, and they were fine. They were sweating.
They get inured. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was warm. It did get warm once the sun came up, but it was great to see them working. And just the whole way that the boat works itself with the pulling up the traps, taking them out, and then just how they sort of just float right back into the water.
Really?
It was really neat to see.
That is cool. All right. We are getting a lot of calls about our lobster plate here today. 877-301-8970. Steve from Central Mass. I don't know what that means, but go ahead, Steve.
Hi. I just spent the weekend down in Centerville. And all the restaurants are still keeping their prices up. Now, I've heard and I've read about, you know, the glut of lobsters, how low the prices are, and how tough it has been for the fishermen in New England. And yet, every single restaurant you go to, you still see lobsters as high as $26 for a lobster meal, a boiled lobster meal. It's crazy.
And you paid it, right, Steve?
Absolutely.
That's why it's still $26.
But even in, I don't want to mention any names, but even in the local supermarkets, I live in Worcester County, you know, you still see $6.99 a pound. You know, the most usually it'll go up to $7.99 or $8.99. I was in Chatham right at the fish pier where the lobster men are coming in, and they're $9.99 and $8.99. Right in the bay in Chatham.
Well,
what's going on?
Yeah,
they're obviously taking advantage of the poor fishermen.
Yeah, exactly. So they're reselling it for that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they're holding their line in the restaurants. It's almost like a cartel with these restaurant owners. They are not dropping their prices.
Well, I think what's important to remember is that there's a middleman in all of this, and it's the dealer, and the dealer may be keeping prices artificially higher, so that gets passed along, obviously, to the restaurants and to the customer. And that was something that Steve actually pointed out that, you know,
Steve Holler,
they're getting the short end of the stick, and the middlemen are the ones that are really making out.
Talking about the price of lobster, taking your calls at 877-301-8970. We've got Dawn from Sudbury.
Hi, I just wanted to. I had some lobsters the other night from Market Basket. They were softies, and they were quite tasty. I've heard people complain about the taste of soft lobsters aren't as tasty as hard lobsters, and I think that's a matter of taste. But I thought they were pretty good. But I wanted to comment also on the seasonality of these lobsters. The reason that we're getting so many softies is because we had such a mild winter. So a lot of lobsters will either die out over the winter or they have to travel south and then come back up. That didn't happen this last winter.
Yeah.
It was mild on us and it was mild on the lobsters, too.
Yeah.
And it's not just affecting the lobster population. The blue crab population is also skyrocketed this year. It's the best blue crab season ever that many of us who blue crab can remember.
Hmm. All right. Thanks for that observation, Don. Yeah, that's what you were saying earlier, too, Tony, that the lobsters didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, they stayed in the area.
I never got into crab. How about you?
Yeah, no, not unless it's Alaskan crab, the big crab legs. Other than that,
I like soft-shell crab, but, you know, just crab, not so much.
You don't get that much for bang for your buck.
Well, but what Don was saying about the succulence of the soft-shell, I thought the opposite was true. Maybe they don't have as much deep flavor, but they're...
Right. I mean, I can't remember ever having a soft-shell lobster. I guess I could get one now. But, I mean, literally, Stephen was saying that you could just break it open with your hands. I've never had a lobster like that. Quite the opposite, actually. So I can't really attest to that. But he said...
You're one of those people who need somebody else to crack
right,
it for you.
Right.
Got it. What can you do, Bess? All right, we're taking your calls about all things lobster today, 877-301-8970. We've got Ray from Plymouth.
Hi.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, I just sell lobster pot time on the Outer Cape, and the prices we've been getting, they used to be able to mix in the soft lobster kind of to the local market, but this year, because of the supply and everything, it's been terrible, and they ship them off Cape, and last week we got $1.50 a pound.
Oh, so you're a fisherman?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you're selling them for $1.50 a pound, and then what happens?
Well, then, again, they go into the supply chain, and you see what the prices are still, you know, not that. There's some places reduced, but generally they're still high.
Yeah,
so
like
fishermen taking it in the brunt.
You can't get more? I mean, so the middle people are the ones who aren't offering you more for it.
Right.
What's your break-even point, Ray?
Well, again, I would say it, you know, it's the $4 range. Again, the price of fuel, price of bait, everything else has not decreased. If you take, you know, again, take these prices and apply, you know, the prices that go back to the 70s and 80s and what that's worth in today's dollars, it's pretty punishing.
But you're still going out there every day?
I just part-time. I do it a couple days a week.
You don't sound too happy, Ray.
Yeah, at this point, it's a good to have diversification.
It's a good thing you have a second job. Yes.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, I have a feeling those lobster prices are going to go back up. Like I said, this seems unusual. I've never seen anything like this.
No, and it is. There's an abundance of catch. But, I mean, again, the whole industry, the processing and everything, has been affected by the financial crisis back in the 2009 or whenever it was, when Iceland had problems, and that affected processing. So prices in general have been to the boat, I think, have been depressed since then. This is unprecedented, but it's been a tough struggle to push prices back up where they should be.
All right. Thanks for the call, Ray.
Okay.
You know, it's just interesting. Everybody has a different kind of piece of knowledge about this, and that's exactly kind of how you imagine things happening, that he's the one who's paying getting $1.25, $1.50 a pound for the lobster. But as the other gentleman who called in and said, hey, when he was down on Chatham last week, he's paying, you know, $8.99, $9.99, because the middlemen are turning around and reselling it for basically what are the old prices. We've got Dan on the line from Boston. What's up, Dan? Dan, you there?
This is Don.
Don, sorry.
You didn't mean me? That's fine.
I did mean you. I couldn't see. I have bad eyeballs.
Well, I can't hear, so we're even. hi, Emily.
Hi.
All the lobsters that I have gotten this year have been from Canada. I buy them at Shaw's here in the Back Bay. I buy them in Chelsea at the Market Basket. They all have the band on them, on their claws that say product, produit, Canada.
Really?
And I just wonder if there's a larger picture here that we could find out that they're flooding the market.
That's an interesting question. Well, you brought that up earlier, Tony, about the processing plants in Canada, but I didn't realize they were shipping them here. He says they're marked from Canada, essentially, right, Don?
That's right. The bands on the claws say, you know, product of Canada, produce Canada.
I mean, and how much did you pay, a pound?
Well, it's Shaw's and Market Basket, so it's been $5, give or take.
So still more than the going rate. I don't know. Get on that, Tony.
Yeah, that's the next thing.
Yeah.
Send me up to Canada. Yeah, but, I mean, they had abundant, I mean, they're sort of in the same boat as we are down here. They had a really abundant season themselves, so if they're shipping down here, I mean...
Those are probably the hard shells, though. They have to be.
Right.
Yeah, because they can't be shipping the... And I would imagine they don't get as many soft shells. Well, I don't know. What do I know? I mean, because Canada is, certainly the waters are a lot colder. All right, that is it for our segment on lobsters, all things lobsters. Tony Waterman, thanks for the report. And we'll have more on that tonight on Greater Boston. Channel 2 at 7 o'clock, you can see Tony's report. Coming up, if you're sick and tired of hearing about women who don't have it all, Kara Miller is bringing you a story about a 37-year-old woman who has it all and then some. Coming up on Boston Public Radio, I'm Emily Rooney.